Okay, so I guess I'm a moderator.
Oh, what am
In
I?
terms
Just so
of,
I know what I'm doing.
I'm not sure. I thought I was moderator.
All I know is I'm recorder, so I will be quiet and typing. So, Niranjan,
Okay.
that means
And
you're
Jennifer, you are?
synthesizing.
Right.
I was the organizer, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess the things that it seems like we need to talk about is if we hear back from the U.S. Scots and what is the plan for that, moving on with the analysis, and what's our eventual for the paper, if we're going to move forward with that, how we're going to proceed. So I just want to start with U.S. Scots and try to get an update from Georgia in terms of if they did anything back or.
I sent in the revised abstract as we had just an email, and all I heard back was she emailed me back and said, "Are you in the cohort?" And I said, "Yes," and that's all I've heard so far. I have not heard anything else since then.
So, should we just proceed as if we're in then?
I'm pretty sure we'll be in.
Yeah. I
Okay.
think we should just assume we'll be in.
Okay. Well, then I guess we should focus on the analysis then and try to figure out what we want to put on the poster. So, does anybody have any suggestions of where we start?
Stuff that is driving me nuts because, well, I'm going to send it to you right now.
Okay.
Problems.
So, Naira, so you've already started working on the poster?
Just some analysis. So I
Okay.
was going to send it to you guys so you could have a look at it in front of us as we. I would. You should get what I'm working on, so it's a work in progress. Oh, and I just noticed that it lined up right. But anyway, you should get that however long it takes from email from Seattle to you guys. It was looking at change pre-post, but looking at how many people changed their answers and how many people kept their answers. And a significant chi-square would say from incorrect to in. Let me read. Correct answers after the course than at the beginning, which is kind of what you hope for. But it was only question four that had any significant difference. Other questions, if they got it wrong the first time, they kept that. And the other thing, I kind of went back and forth, like, should I include the non-response or not? That's why I should include it because if they didn't, I should include it as incorrect because the reason why they didn't respond is probably because they didn't know the answer. That was kind of my rationale for that. Then I thought, well, I did get the right answer. We don't know that it necessarily means that, or they could have guessed and gotten it right. I'm working on doing it both ways to see if it makes a difference. Times where I've done it both ways, it doesn't make a difference. So that's kind of one. Then the other one, which I'm so confused because I keep getting different numbers when I use Excel and when I use Office. I was looking at was just straight percentages. Like before, what percentage had the correct answer compared to after? Yeah. So I kind of did it both just a straight up chi square and then an Maxima test, which looks at change. of our question 4 is the only one that's showing any significant change.
Let me go back and see what...
That doesn't surprise me, though, that there's not a significant change after just looking at the data.
Well, that's kind of our argument, isn't it, for coming up with a new way of doing it, that the way we're doing it right now is not...
I agree that it does support
our premise that we should come up with a new way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If it had been significant, then somebody might say, well, then why are you trying to come up with a new way? This is working already.
Good point.
And then our themes highlight the troubles that they're having.
Right.
On question 4, were there specific themes that were more identified? Is anybody, or did I do question 4? Let's see.
Question 4, I think, was Georgette, wasn't it?
No, I had 2 and 3.
Oh, okay. I did 5 and 6.
Well, I guess I had 4 then. No, let's see.
The
1 and 4 went together.
Yeah.
And question 4 is the one that has multiple options, not dichotomous, kind of, right?
Right.
I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
Yeah. I agree.
And I think I had done the percent, last time I had done the percentage of how many chose each option, which means we can see where they're really going off. So, I mean, that can be data that we can use to talk about that particular question.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because that's probably the one that we would focus on, since that's the one that...
But the other thing about question 4, I mean, when I was doing 2 and 3, I had students who selected the right answer but for the wrong reason, so they got an incorrect, and we just don't have any feedback on question 4. That was
the one
question. Without feedback.
But I still think it's interesting to look at their choices, that they made.
How did they, especially the ones that changed, because they obviously thought, oh, now they got it, but if they changed and still got it wrong, but got a different option.
Right. Because when I look at it in the pre-test, most of them chose B, but in the post-test, most of them, when I did the last count, most of them chose A, so there was a flip from pre to post in terms of what students were choosing.
Mm-hmm.
And was A the correct answer?
Yes.
Okay.
That's good.
I think we just need to give multiple choice tests and not have them write out anything. Then that solves everything.
No, not quite.
Joking. Monday joke.
But Nara, do I feel like, given the fact that, you know, we're just at the very beginning, I feel like just presenting what you've done thus far, that analysis is sufficient.
Started talking about, okay, so now where do we go? So I think this is a place to start.
Right. Okay. So I guess what we need to do is synthesize the analysis, but we need to focus first, I guess, on U.S. cuts. So we should be doing a synthesis geared towards the poster. Do you guys agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As opposed to a very large type of synthesis. So how should we go about doing that? Do we want to, it seems to me that that's best done by a training of email where we each take a look at what Nairadzu has come up with and add comments. Then we can put in, as I'm envisioning it, I'm guessing the analysis section we'll have Nairadzu's results, more information on question 4, and then also include the comments not comments, the examples types of things. I guess that's results and the results section. What were you thinking?
Yeah, that's kind of similar to what I was thinking too.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Can someone summarize that again for me? So in the analysis section, we'll have Nierasa's results, and then question four, and drill down into question four.
Percentages. Mm-hmm. Percentages, breakdown,
and then
with comments.
Okay, and comments. Okay, thank you. That sounds good to me.
I'm sorry, did you say that we would only do the comments for question four, or no? The comments for the other questions, because there weren't any for four?
No. There will be, yeah, so I was thinking the last part will be the example comments that the students have made supporting the misconceptions that,
yeah,
the themes that we had, yes.
Okay. One thing that we can't do is include the questions, which makes
right.
The result, mm-hmm. When we present the results, a lot of times we just have to choose the appropriate comments so that you don't need to know the context of the question to understand.
Right, or we can, without actually giving what the question was, we can say what the question was asking.
About, exactly. Yep. So, Narazu, how have you laid out the poster just yet? Because, again, I don't see that we can do this by talking to each other. I really think we need to each just contribute directly.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, mm-hmm. But I mean, posters have a very specific format.
Right.
I mean, there's very little leeway in terms of what comes, you know, after what. So I guess if we're just sticking with the regular, I can't remember it right now, but of course you start with the intro and there are specific layouts also.
Why don't we do that? I'll kind of do an outline of the different, then I can do that, but I just want to make sure that we all agree on what should be on it.
Okay.
Yep.
So we'll have an intro.
Hold on, let me.
Nirazu, I didn't receive yet what you had sent.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I haven't either.
Okay, I'm going to resend it.
Okay.
Let me just look for my conferences folder. If I can figure out where that is.
Now, when you say there's a specific format to the poster, do you mean that it's, I'm not familiar with that. Is it kind of like, there's an APA style, there's an MLA style for writing, there's also a poster presentation format for conferences?
Well, in terms of, like, when you go to conferences, if I can just find, yes, at least there is a proposed layout in terms of what should go where on what sections should be included.
Okay.
If I can just find.
Similar to if you were writing a paper and you have the, you know, the literature review, the results.
The kind of an outline of these are the things that you should include.
Exactly.
Okay.
I don't know where my, hold on.
And as far as, is that something that, as far as the layout, is that through PowerPoint or is that?
Yes.
PowerPoint slide, so it's one slide that's really
one
big.
Huge slide. Uh-huh.
So is that an option under the PowerPoint menu?
No, you have to create text. No, you just have to change the width.
So I have a template for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can put things, you can type things in words and just copy and paste onto the poster where we want it. But I have a template for the big one slide.
You have to create the dimensions yourself.
Right.
I see.
You see?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So I guess there's normally there's an abstract, right? A short abstract, right, Nairaju? And then usually there's some sort of background introduction, a one-line purpose sometimes, the methods, and included in the methods, of course, you'll have the participants and so forth and so on. You'll also talk about the questionnaire in terms of it being a combination of both. Then you'll have results and then conclusions of some kind. And, I mean, this may vary depending on, but pretty much that's the
thing like that.
Do you have anything different? That's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And don't forget, you know, we can't, in terms of the PowerPoint, the presentation itself, the poster, the reason why we're there is to answer the question. So we don't put everything on the poster, just the big, you know.
That's a big, kind of discussion point.
That's right. Okay. So do we want to each take a section, or do we want to, what do we want to do?
Well, we could do that. I'm open to whatever works for people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know, Nairaju, first you had offered to take a first stab at it. Do you just want to do that and send it out to us, or you prefer for us to separate out the sections? Because I don't want you to have to do all the work, and, you know, it does take a lot of work to just put it together.
Yeah, I can. Well, I mean, if people have the pieces, I can just paste and copy onto the actual poster. I want to keep working on the results.
The results.
Yeah.
Right. That makes sense to me. So let's see the other sections.
Was the abstract that Georgette already sent out?
Mm-hmm. Yes. But so although that is a little long,
yeah. So
I guess we can try
to
cut it
down.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that. I'd be willing to edit the abstract. Are we
but
fine?
I mean, there are a lot of big pieces that need to. Okay.
How about for the results? I could go through the comments and cues. Do we want to break it down by question, or do we want to have it overall? These are questions.
We want to break it down by themes.
By themes, yeah. Well, I noticed that some of on what we had put into our summaries today, we put it by question.
I think that was just for us, but since they themselves won't have the questions.
Yeah.
I'll do the method.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right, so I could, as part of the results, I could go, Nairaju was doing the calculations, but I can go into the comments and just choose from each theme. I'm going to take care of that.
Okay, all right, so what is left to do, I guess I'll do. What's left to do, Georgia? Do you know?
Well, there's methods, which I'd be happy to do, and then we need the background. One-line
background purpose. Okay.
And then conclusion.
Well, I think we all have to work on the conclusion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess I'm doing. What am I doing? Purpose.
Background.
Background purpose.
Uh-huh.
Background and purpose. Does that work for you?
Uh-huh. And you're doing, Georgette, you're doing the...
I can do methods.
Methods. Right, so participants and questionnaire and all that information.
That's right.
I guess, Jennifer, you're going to work with Nairaju on the results?
Yep.
And then we'll all come together and pitch in for the conclusions, which will be, again, the conclusion section should be very small. and I guess a future work in terms of what, you know, now that we know that it's, you know, it's not working, you know what I mean, what we're proposing to do next. Yeah?
Do you have an idea of how many comments you want per theme?
It will depend on how much space we have on the poster.
Okay.
So, we can just start off with, you know, whatever, then if we need to cut, we can do that.
Just a note, I find that the comments are what viewers of the poster may find the most interesting because it's the real data. I found that the most interesting when I went through and looked at the information, that no matter if they were my students or anyone else's students, the comments were similar, and I found that to be very interesting.
Well, I tell you, on my last post that I did for U.S. Scots, I guess maybe because it was a lot of stats people, a lot of people gravitated towards the quantitative results.
Yes.
And what I actually did was a handout, and we can talk about handouts after, but on my handout, I had the resources, some of the references. I had additional comments that the students had made. For people who might be interested in that sort of stuff, but it has to just depend on, I have to tell you that if we go with just the qualitative stuff, I'm not sure that it would fly with this audience. Narazu, do you agree?
I think we want to have the numbers because people will kind of look at that, but then the comments will explain.
Yeah.
Why do we think that might be, or what are the students?
Mm-hmm.
I think having both is.
Yep.
Yes, but I agree. It definitely has both, and I agree with as far as quantitative to look at that. But if we're showing no significant difference for 5 of our 6 questions, then we really need to look at, I think part of our big picture here was we are all from, in our research cluster, using that as the bigger umbrella. In our research cluster, you have 4 different institutions coming together, and this is research that was done at 4 different institutions, and this could be part of our conclusion. And it didn't matter if it was a 2-year school, a 4-year school, a technical school, a business school.
Well, we haven't run analysis of that, though. We have not broken down by...
Right.
Oh, that's true.
We didn't divide by... So we can't make that conclusion because we haven't done that sort of analysis.
I was thinking of not numerically, but by themes.
Oh.
But you're right. We haven't broken them down. I'm just seeing the same themes that all of us are writing down. But would that be anecdotal? It wouldn't be.
Uh-huh. I mean, but if that's what you guys want to go with, you know, that's fine in terms of conclusions. But I just caution that we should be very careful what we're concluding.
Yeah.
If we haven't run that specific analysis. But, I mean, that's an analysis we could run. But, again, I feel like if we think back to the original picture, this is kind of step one in a larger process, which is the second step was that we were supposed to go in now and use a different teaching method or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean? So step one, we have verified that, you know, it's not getting better. There's no change, really, after instruction.
Right.
But we haven't done, regardless of institution, we haven't done this by institution.
That's true.
And
I'm jumping ahead, aren't I? Like 2 years.
Narazu?
Probably run it by institution,
to see.
I'm going to try and do that. Just add a variable for, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. And,
right.
I think it makes our case, it does make our case stronger to say, you know, it doesn't matter what institution, we need to rethink how we're teaching this.
What might be difficult there as far as analysis is that the samples are so different.
And they are small.
Okay.
So we have about 5 weeks before U.S. COTS, it looks like.
Yeah, so we don't want to make this more difficult than we already. Yeah, we'll just go with what we've got.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my thought is that if we're at a conference on teaching statistics, that our students' responses are what I think are, again, that's just my opinion, I think that that is, realizing it's qualitative, not the quantitative, I get that with the stats people, but we're all educators, and I think that looking at students' responses, that's your raw data. I think it's,
I guess, Jennifer, I'm a little confused because I thought we were including a table with the quantitative stuff, and we said we were also going to include the responses, so I'm not sure.
I was just making
a little
note.
Confused.
Mm-hmm. We are, and I was just making note of as far as how many comments we wanted to include. I know that we have to include all of the other pieces to the poster, but to have a lot of, as far as proportional on the, as far as the space on the poster itself, I thought, well, we'll have to see. We'll see how it comes out. To me, it's not visually appealing to have just words. Obviously, we're going to have some to some degree, but if we have something that's, we'll start it, and then once we start it, we'll see.
I mean, you could start off picking out some good ones, and then, you know, it depends on real estate, really.
Yeah.
It comes down to it. So, you know, if you overshoot it first and then we can cut it down afterwards, I think that would work out great.
I think so, too.
Okay, so should we set some due dates for this stuff?
Yeah.
The sooner the better. I think we need to wrap this up well in advance, so that we have enough time to physically put it together as well.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how soon is soon? Are we talking a week from today, 2 weeks from today?
I can do it in 2 weeks.
Yeah, let's do it for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's Easter Monday?
Okay.
So by 5 p.m. on Easter Monday, each person will have their section and... Do we just upload it to Blackboard and then Narazu can copy-paste it in? Narazu, would that work for you?
That will work.
Or do you want just as an attachment to email, which is easier?
Yeah.
As attachment to email, because sometimes I don't go on Blackboard.
Yeah.
And then
okay.
So what's the date? I'm looking at the date here.
The 25th of April by 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We would email each other our parts.
Niraza, do you prefer that that's in Office 2007 or 2003, or does it not make a difference?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But don't you guys? We have to be careful though, because it is a poster, so we can't be overly wordy.
Okay.
You know, we've got to make sure that we're as succinct as possible, because as Jennifer pointed out, it's a poster is basically lots of words, so we want to get to the point as quickly as possible.
Okay.
And then I guess we can just, once Narazu has it into that form, then we can edit. So Narazu, how long do you think you'd need to put it into the form and send it out for us to edit? But can we say by May 2nd?
If I get it on the 25th, I should be able to gather on, you know, by the end of the week, hopefully.
Okay. So should we just say by Monday, May 2nd, Narazu will, you know, no later than Monday?
Yeah, that's
the
2nd
of May. Narazu will send it to us. And then no later than Monday, the 9th of May, we would have, you know, we would just email back and forth to suggest the changes, et cetera. It's pretty easy to use track changes. So we can see what we're doing. And I really prefer also email, so I won't have to be checking.
Yeah, me too.
blackout sites. So, Georgia, did I? Is everybody okay with that schedule?
Yep.
I think it works for me.
It's great.
Okay. I mean, if we get it done earlier, that's fine, but that's just the very last day to have it done.
Okay.
It's nice to have the deadlines because...
Yeah, so then we'll have at least 10 days, because we don't know what their presentation is, our poster is. We'll have at least 10 days to sit with the poster, and before we need to go do the presentation.
Are there posters Friday and Saturday?
I think they're two days, but I forget which days.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they're Friday. Saturday, for some reason, I made my flight reservation for 12:30 on Saturday. I didn't have a schedule of when it was over.
Mm-hmm. And Saturday is our graduation. So okay. For some reason, I thought they were Thursday and Friday. But
Thursday, I think it's just the registration, and there's a mixer that evening. I don't know that there's...
So I guess then it's Friday and Saturday. Well, I guess when she responds, she'll tell us when our slot is, and then maybe we can ask her if we come up as Saturday, we can ask to be changed to Friday.
Well, I'm looking at the schedule on the website, and it's 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. on both days.
Uh-huh. On Friday and Saturday?
Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. But it's in the morning. So.
I think if we can change, if we are scheduled for Saturday, I'm not sure if we can change it, but if we can request that, that would be helpful.
Request Friday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I am so excited to go.
Mm-hmm. Do we need to set a next meeting? Because I think we all meet at U.S. Scott, so really and truly it's just via email right now.
Yeah.
Should we have it on that? So we're doing it on the 9th is when we're going to have that done. Do you think that would be a good day to meet? Maybe this.
I think you're saying we don't need to meet.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going early. I'm going on the 17th, and I think, Georgette, you're going early for another workshop, right?
Uh-huh, I am.
You're at who? What are you doing?
She lives there.
Am I going on the 17th or the
16th? No, I live there. Mm-hmm.
She lives there, that's right. Sorry.
I think I'm going on the... I forget. I think it's the 17th.
Yeah, you have a conference, don't you? Aren't you going to a workshop, you told me?
I'm going early, but I can't remember... let me... It's Tuesday,
17th. Yeah, me too.
Uh-huh.
Do you need a hotel room?
I'm going to get there 17th in the evening. I had already booked a room.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is interesting. As you were talking, I just kind of ran some things here.
Uh-huh.
Looking at the different institutions.
Uh-huh.
A significant difference for Jennifer. The only one that's significant.
Is that because the sample size was so much higher? Because I had...
You did have a bigger sample size.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you had like 38 compared to 15.
But that should not weigh to too much.
15. Yeah, because you had about double the number of people of everybody else.
Yeah. It was one of those rare semesters that I was teaching three sections of that course. I'm hoping that it was a significant difference in the positive. The positive.
Oh, yeah, I didn't take that.
No, please don't tell me, because I'm just going to go with it. He did better. I'm going with that.
But Narazu, can we say, though, that that is due to a school effect?
Well, we can't really draw, we can't.
No, we can't.
Right, no. There's so many other variables, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't control for teaching method. At all.
Right.
We have to be very careful what conclusions we can draw
okay.
about that.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I think basically what we're saying is across the different institutions, we need to consider, you know, how we're teaching this.
Right. Okay.
All right.
So we have just about, I guess, 20 minutes or so left. But I don't really know that I want to move on to talking about the actual paper. I feel like we just need to focus on U.S. cuts right now.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yep. So, I mean, unless anybody has anything else, I think we pretty much just have to buckle down and write our sections and email, communicate.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to putting this all together on the poster. I think that we've, you know, to consolidate all our work, it's really, we've done a lot. I feel like it's good.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, great.
So, are we good? Alrighty. Well, oh, Narasu, I wanted to ask you, have you moved out of the hotel or how are things with your house?
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Getting old.
My goodness.
Oh, no.
I'm sure it was exciting the first few days, but...
Well, the boys were kind of like, oh, can I go swimming? You know, now it's like, I don't feel like going swimming.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm bored. Well, go swim. I don't feel like swimming.
Oh, no.
Oh. Do you know how much longer you guys will have to stay?
Well, you know, they stay between maybe another 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Such a long...
Well, the funny thing was, I was in Minneapolis last week, and I just called in, you know, to check how the boys were doing, and they were all outside because there was a fire at the hotel. Like, are you
kidding? Oh, no!
Turns out there wasn't, you know, it was a false alarm, but the alarm had sounded, and everybody had been evacuated, and the firefighters were there, but it turned out there was no fire. But when they told me that we're outside, there's a fire in the hotel, I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. Well, I hope things work out very soon and you can move back home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me too. I mean, I was just laughing about how we always complain about our little house. But now, it's like, I want to go to my little house.
Yeah.
Oh, I can imagine. So, well, okay. Well, thanks for a great call.
Thank you,
everybody.
You.
Have a good
one. Okay.
Bye, all.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you. Please stand by.